believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? Time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, it is another.
So
you
good.
Like it, don't you? I know it's a good one. We're gonna, I'm telling you, we're gonna put that one on the Billboard charts. It's gonna happen. Oh man, it's from my mouth to the Billboard charts ears. That'll be the plan. Actually, we have to finish the song, but you get the feel for what that one's all about. And that's our dancey version. Ooh, you okay there, Mary Goulet? Yeah. Oh, alrighty. Steve Elsher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote, what's up, baby?
How's it going, Dad?
And this is another wonderful What Is Your What Wednesday. I'm just going to try to add, that's going to be like my game from now on, is to add as many W's to the beginning of that as possible. So right now we're on wonderful. So this is another wonderful What Is Your What Wednesday here on Free Invention Radio.
We should do this at the W one day.
And there we go. See, we just keep going.
Radio.
And it will be the whole show. So like in 4 years, the goal is for it to be like the whole show.
And
all W's.
And no L's.
And no L's. Yay! For those who missed the show, it's the button with a do not enter and a scratch on my L. All right. So here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk about the tips, tools, strategies, and shortcuts found in the book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, my New York Times bestseller, which you can get for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. Now, just in case you haven't noticed, I have a tendency to go down some rabbit holes. Have you guys noticed that over the years?
Catch
here?
Are we?
Yeah, and then I'm gone. Can't even grab that little puffy tail. I mean, he's gone. He's just, there he goes. So I started talking about a few different things over the last few weeks here. And one of the things that I started talking about was this whole idea of really what one might call, are you familiar with the conscious competence learning stages model? I know it's a mouthful, but does that ring a bell with you? Are you familiar? Okay, so Richie's familiar with that one. And so there's basically four stages of learning in this model. You have unconscious incompetence, which basically means you just, it's like sort of that landmark saying, you know, you don't know what you don't know. They're blind spots, all of that. Which then shifts to conscious incompetence, which is where you're then familiar with, right, exactly. Like, I know I don't know, and now it's like, man, but I
know
don't
enough to be
it.
Dangerous.
And then you go to conscious competence, which is now you can achieve your desired results.
I can do
but
something.
You actually, exactly, but you got to actually think about the process, and then you finish up with unconscious competence, which is just like things happen and you're just magical and
damn, I'm good and I don't even have to think about it.
And I don't even have to think about it. That's good. Have you ever seen, by the way, do you ever see Key and Peele? Do you watch Key and Peele at all? You got to watch Key and Peele.
Not very often, but yeah.
Mary, do you ever watch Key and Peele?
No.
You can watch that with the girls. If they're are they into humor type thingies?
Yes.
Or are they? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Notice the rabbit hole. I'm going down the rabbit hole right now. So, but check that out because there's this one thing where Key and Peele do this skit of Peele's Barack Obama and Key is basically his translator. So like, you know, Obama says it like in this really professional way and then the translator, you met it! And like just kind of goes off and it's great. So that's, so you would be my my translator.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
That's perfect there.
Did a great job.
That is awesome. All right. So we've been talking a little bit about the four stages of learning, but I want to throw this out at you because this is, this speaks to the first stage of learning where we are in that unconscious, incompetent stage of not really knowing what's going on or why it's going on or kind of in that blind spot mode or as some people call it, you know, it's your bullshit. It's the stuff that you just can't get over and you don't really know why. So things happen to you and you don't know why they happen. But I want to propose a scenario for you and I want you guys to think about this and give me your thoughts on it. So what if it's always a great way to start. If you're going to do like video training or anything like that, like that's a great way to start out a video. What if? It's a great question. So what if someone you love more than anyone, just like anyone else in the world, is dying of a rare disease and only has 6 months to live? So someone you love more than anyone else in the world is dying of a rare disease and you only have 6 months to live. And what if you Google this disease and you learn of a miracle antidote owned by a rainforest shaman, who's also a capitalist, of course, who wants $1 million for this antidote, and you only have $1,000 to your name. So the question is, how hard would you bust your butt to make that million? And how quickly could you turn the impossible into the definite? I ask this question quite a bit when I do my live workshops. And the question that I ask is, okay, this is someone you love more than anyone else in the world. You know, whoever that person is for you, mother, father, son, daughter, brother, dog, I mean, whatever. And You got $1,000. This antidote costs $1 million. And just to kind of double up the challenge here, this person, this thing, whatever, only has 60 days to live. So somehow you've got to scrape
unless
together.
Unless they get the antidote.
Unless they get the antidote.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry,
they get,
just
yes,
want to clarify.
All good. So 60 days to live. You get them the antidote. They live. You don't get them the antidote. They die. $1 million. You got $1,000 to your name. So the question that I have for you is just yes or no. Do you think that you could do whatever it takes to get that $1 million in 60 days to save that person's life? So what do you think, Mary?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I've got experience of having my back against the wall during tragedies and coming out the other side, having made more money and solving things. So, yes.
I thought we were trying to sway away from this.
Well, sway away.
Back against the wall stuff.
Well,
I'm joking, but let's answer the question.
Yes, yeah. I believe I could.
So Mary says yes. All right, and Rich, what do you think? Realistically.
Yeah, I'd get creative.
Yeah,
I'd like put myself in indentured servants. I'm like, hey, I'm priceless work for you. I can help you make way more money. So just give her the antidote and you got to work her for life. You know,
okay,
I'd come up with something weird.
Yeah, me too.
I'd say yes, though, for
yes.
sure. I'd make it happen.
So it's a great point then. So how do you think you would make that happen? You would go, you would find someone to be an indentured servant
to? Last week's episode was strength and flexibility, Dougie. Like, this is what I do.
Yeah.
I would just make it happen. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's life. I would just figure it out. Like, what's the closest thing? Like, I just, everything I do is looking for the tools around me and the people around me. Because you got to... You're probably leading towards this, but it's got to...
I'm not going anywhere.
It's got to go to some sort of, you know, some people call it 10X thinking. Some people, like, it can't even be remotely close to the normal way you think.
Exactly.
It's got to be, like, the exact opposite.
It's a
mind-blowing
shift in mindset.
So what do you think you would do, Mary, to come up with that money? Like, are there any, like, tangible ways that you think you could raise that money?
I know exactly one person I would call.
Yeah. Okay. So there was somebody
yes,
then.
There's someone.
Could, okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And yeah.
And so yes, Richie.
I'd just say, you know, you instantly start looking for who's got the biggest voice that might be interested. So like, is there a star that's child has the same thing and this antidote can now get cheaper? Like you just leverage. It's all leverage.
Yeah. See, and you guys are awesome and creative because it's like you'd actually get that $1 million and you'd go there and you'd give them, you know, the $1 million, you get the antidote and you'd save that person's life.
So you'd just spend $1,000 on drinking and weed?
No. I'd go.
Where are you on the scale of this?
Sorry, buddy.
I would totally go to the shaman. And I would totally give that shaman $1 million. I'd write a check, and then I'd get the antidote, and I'd come home, and then the check, of course, would bounce, and I'd be saving the person. I'd be like, okay, come at me, bro. Come find me. And, of course, you know, that's...
Wow.
I know, right?
Shaman and curse your whole
Richard.
Family.
Wow.
Yeah, then you end up with a shrunken head.
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Right? No, I'm kidding. Of course not. I wouldn't bounce a check to a shaman. That's just bad practice. You don't want to bounce checks to shamans. That's just not a good idea. By the way, is it plural of shaman, shaman? Like shaman?
Shamans.
Shamans?
Just an S?
Or is it like deer? It's just shaman. Like, it's just
shamans
plural.
Shamans eat ramen.
So the question that I have then is, like, as you think about this, you know, if you're willing to travel at that rate of speed, because I believe that we all have gears, you know, I mean, like, let's be honest, some of the time we're operating in first gear and we're just kind of going, and then other times we can really ramp it up, like in the case of having your back against the wall, Marion, having to do what you had to do. So,
you make that sound like I did something illicit.
No.
You had to do what, like, you had to do.
I didn't wink
wasn't
or anything.
Around back then.
Yeah, right?
Red light.
Green light. All right, so no. Not in the least. I would never suggest that. But what I do know is that we all have these various rates of speed at which we can travel. And the question is, if you're willing to travel, and this is a question that you should ask yourself as well, is, you know, if that person that you love more than anyone else in the world is dying of this rare disease, would you be able to raise that $1 million in 60 days time to save their life? And if your answer, which hopefully, and I think most of the time when I do this, about 70% of the room says, yeah, they could do that. And so it's never 100%. There's always some people who are like, yeah, I just don't think that's going to happen. I'll just, you know, write him a nice card, a handwritten note like Mary would do, and call it a day. Make sure it gets to them before they pass. But the question...
You did say it was hypothetical.
It is hypothetical. But the point being, you know, if you are willing to travel at that rate of speed to save someone that you love, then my challenge to you is to ask yourself if you are willing to travel at that rate of speed to save yourself.
Nice. Yeah.
So that's the thought of the moment.
Take the tragedy out of it.
Take the tragedy out of that. But if you know you have that gear, like if you know you can hit whatever that speed is that you have to hit in order to really get something done, then you know you can do it. Mm-hmm. And if you know you can do it for someone else, the question then becomes, could you do it for yourself? And if you could and you know you can do it for somebody else, why aren't you doing it for yourself? So food for thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very tasty.
All righty.
I just want to know if you kicked the 30% out that didn't raise their hand.
Or just sold them coaching programs.
Right, those are the ones that I sold. Yeah, those are my lifelong clients now. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that is another episode here of What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. And remember, you can grab a free copy of the book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do at whatisyourwhat.com/free. We'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.